Outcome 3, health and well-being. We have the highest attainable standards of health and well-being. What our future looks like. Healthcare professionals treat us with dignity and respect. We are seen as individuals and receive appropriate and timely support for all of our health needs, not just those related to our impairment. We do not face barriers accessing mainstream health services because of our impairments, in particular sexual and reproductive health services for disabled women and girls. When we need to, we can access services specific to our impairment, including habilitation, rehabilitation and recovery, in a way that provides early diagnosis and ensures our needs as individuals are taken into consideration. We have choice and control over all the supports and services we receive, and information about these services is available in formats that are accessible to us. We also have access to information about us. Those of us who need support to communicate or make decisions receive it in an appropriate way at the right time, and those decisions are recognised and respected. We are not secluded within services and not segregated from or isolated within our communities. Issues of bioethics and bodily integrity are treated with sensitivity, with due regard for our rights and informed consent. This includes making sure our families, whānau, and those who support us have the right access to the right information when they are involved in supporting us to make decisions. In the rare circumstances when decisions need to be made on our behalf, these are based on the best interpretation of our will and preference, as opposed to just thinking about what is in our best interests. Access to high-quality peer support enables us to recover from periods of being unwell and flourish with the confidence that we are not alone. Our identity as members of other communities, such as Māori or Pacific, will be respected, and we will have access to services that are culturally appropriate. The importance of belonging to and participating in our community to reduce social isolation and increase our overall well-being is recognised and supported. We get involved in sport, recreation and arts activities and are recognised and valued for this. Those of us who identify as members of other communities do not face barriers participating in and contributing to cultural activities because of our impairments. We are supported to be healthy and well and can participate in community activities on an equal basis with others. What this means. Disabled people are consulted on and actively involved in the development and implementation of legislation and policies concerning health and well-being, including sport, recreation, arts and culture. Access to mainstream health services is barrier-free and inclusive. Services that are specific to disabled people, including mental health and aged care services, are high quality, available and accessible. All health and well-being professionals treat disabled people with dignity and respect. Participation in community activities if we choose, for example sport, recreation, arts and culture, or just being present and belonging to our community, is supported and valued. Decision-making on issues regarding the health and well-being of disabled people is informed by robust data and evidence.